Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our contemporary reading this morning comes from poet David Wagoner. Stand still. The trees ahead and the bushes beside you are not lost. Whatever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger. You must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breeze, listen, it answers. I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. So the path of life is rarely clear or straightforward. We find ourselves lost in a dark wood, unclear which direction to go. Perhaps we've strayed from the path we thought we were on. Or is it at times that the gift of getting lost is what we begin to pay more attention to than we usually do? Perhaps we are looking for blatant signs when subtle nudges of the Spirit are already there. So this Lenten season, we're invited to get quiet and open up our senses. I think Samuel's call story does that. I think it gives us some important clues about listening for God, God's nature, God's character, and how the Spirit guides us towards our next best steps. First, I think God works in ways that are much more subtle than loud sounds and flashing signs. I wonder how many of us miss the Spirit call to great and wonderful work or the help offered in a time of crisis just because we're expecting clearer signs or that God is going to act in a more obvious way. I want to highlight that Samuel has several intuitive feelings, not just one. He doesn't give up on him even when he misreads the signs. So while Samuel isn't physically lost, he's struggling with where God is in his life. The text tells us he had yet to know the Lord. We sometimes call that being spiritually lost. And it's good to remember that when we're trying to find our place in the world, mistakes matter much less to God than they do to us. as long as they are our own. We often make the biggest mistakes when we try to be someone else. And that's why I think getting lost is important. If we don't give ourselves the grace to get lost, we may never find the path God has for us. And it's important to remember that God will find us, even if we're lost, actually when we are lost. We just need to be open to God's nudges. So being lost, of course, doesn't have to be physically lost. And while some of us probably have been physically lost more often than we want to admit, a bit directionally challenged, I believe most of our experience of being lost are actually either emotional or spiritual. We feel stuck in a routine or unmotivated to pursue interest. We might question past choices or living in a what-if scenarios. We find ourselves experiencing emotional numbness or a loss of identity or feeling disconnected from others, isolated. And I believe that this sense of loss happens to everyone. When we're lost, we oftentimes, at least I did, felt lost trying to choose a career. And then we figure that out, and then we get lost because now we're looking for a life partner. And when we kind of get our adult life figured out, we hit this thing called maturity, and we once again have to navigate through those last chapters of life. I think we're lost a lot of time. Now, if we follow Samuel's stories, there's some key takeaways. One of the most important, I think, is that Samuel had Eli. Sometimes we need to find a guide to help us find out where we are. Mentors, parents, grandparents, good friends, all help when we're lost. Talking about being a bit lost is actually a good thing. Remember, we might never find the path that God has for us if we don't acknowledge that we're looking for it and perhaps need some help. The same is true for Eli's world. It was Eli's perception that was what was happening that provided guidance to Samuel. But remember, Eli didn't figure it out on the first go-around either, right? There were several go-arounds here of Samuel waking up, going to wake up Eli, sending him back to bed, before Eli figured out what was going on and then provided Samuel with some guidance. Eli didn't get it on the first try. But he also didn't give Samuel a huge tutorial in the middle of the night of knowing God and what God's nudges might look like. I think that's important for us to understand that sometimes we're lost and we're seeking God, and sometimes we're going to be the person that's guiding. They probably don't need a huge tutorial. This gift of being lost, this opportunity to be found by God, the gift of walking with someone who is lost emotionally or spiritually and being willing to provide that gentle guidance, not answers, is priceless. In the dark wood, even those who are lost themselves can be gift bearers to others seeking their way in the darkness. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.